Narcissists are known to be self-absorbed, and chances are they usually became that way because at some point in their childhood, they buried their true selves and they became this false version of themselves that they present to most people in the world today. This self, this false self, is the thing that causes them to try to pretend like they're something they're not, they're more than they are. They become grandiose in their behavior. This is one of the most common things with narcissists.
A narcissist isn't just someone who takes a lot of selfies. And when we're talking about a toxic narcissist or a toxic person in general, we're talking about someone who basically doesn't have any empathy and who essentially acts from that perspective.
Obviously, ignoring a narcissist can be both beneficial and troublesome for you as a supply or former supply. The narcissist can be very unpredictable. One of the most common things is you'll get lots of annoying calls and messages. And then after a while, if that doesn't do the trick, the narcissist will often switch up their tactics. Sometimes you'll see kind of a more sincere side of them, and they'll seem like they really get you, and they really understand what you're talking about here. Of course, that's just another trick. It's a Hoover. They're trying to suck you back in. They want to get your attention so that you can feed their ego. Now, when you keep ignoring them, things could get a little rough after a while. You might find yourself dealing with social media stalking, real-life stalking, and a lot more.
Of course, the thing that seems to unite all narcissists is the lack of empathy they have for other people in their life.
They treat people like they don't care how they feel because they don't care how they feel.
Narcissists might ask their friends to hound you on social media or flying monkeys, as it were, or just ask them to ask you to talk to them. They might ask their family members to do the same thing.
While most people seem to think that narcissists are incredibly arrogant and full of themselves, the truth is most of them secretly kind of feel like the ugly duckling in their lives. They kind of feel like not everybody gets them and their beauty is misperceived, if perceived at all.
How they feel on the inside. While narcissists are really good at putting on a show that they're so confident and happy and their life is so great, on the inside, many of them feel empty. They feel like they're alone, like they have nothing to offer, and so they have to sort of pull up this bravado or this sort of made-up mask of a personality in order to get people to want to stay near them and like them and et cetera. And very often, they feel abandoned, and they, in fact, live in the fear of abandonment.
They project this idealized self-image because it makes them feel stronger about themselves and more secure in themselves, but they fail to really thrive in that way because they don't really have actual self-esteem. These are the types of people that need to stand on the shoulders of other people in order to feel better. They project this image because they don't want to feel like or even be seen as their truly broken self.
They might call you all the time. I've heard people talk about being called up to 150 times a day. And of course, if they do get a hold of you, a lot of times they're going to just continue on from an old conversation or a previous conversation and act like nothing really happened.
So narcissists don't really believe they're worthy. And because of that, they tend to use a bunch of different little ways to kind of deceive us into seeing the false self as well. Because they don't think they're worthy, they use scheming and manipulation and other kinds of tactics in order to seem like more than they are.
You may not know that narcissists have very often experienced some sort of trouble in their childhood. Something traumatic has happened to them, and very often it's similar to something that may have happened to you. Very often they either try to ignore it and pretend it never happened, or they go the other way and they use it as a crutch or a way to gain sympathy and attention from other people. They will also do their very best to make the pain of it kind of go away by any means necessary. And this means very often using you as a source of supply and as a way to sort of dump their emotional garbage. Getting the narcissistic supply they need, it helps them sort of feel better about themselves, and it also gives them almost a distraction from the stuff that's going on in their head. And they become almost obsessed with the need to get your attention and your time, but also you're never going to be enough for them. It's this ongoing cycle.
It's not my fault. I didn't do that. In fact, it's your fault. What are we talking about? Well, narcissists commonly use this tactic. They do not take responsibility for their own behaviors or their own actions, unless those actions result into something good. So, for example, if as a victim you prove to a narcissist that in fact they did victimize you in some way, they're more likely to flip it around on you. For example, if you catch a narcissist cheating on you, they might tell you that it's your fault because you weren't interesting or fascinating enough or whatever enough for them. In reality, it's their fault for not being able to commit to you, but they'll make it your fault. And in fact, they're so good at doing this that very often we believe them when they tell us these lies.
The narcissist secretly envies you for a lot of different things. This might be the fact that you feel, or at least when they met you, you were kind of confident in who you were. Or maybe they envy you because people are always sort of showing up next to you at parties. I know I used to experience that where people would want to talk to me at parties and my narcissist would be angry and annoyed that people wanted to talk to me and not that person. They might be jealous of your light as an empath, that your kindness or your compassion or anything.
Of course, they might also go off on a rant and accuse you of doing all the things they've done or of sleeping with other people or whatever.
If they don't directly blame you, very often they'll have another excuse for doing it, like, well, it wasn't really my fault. I fell over and I fell into that person. Or they will somehow make themselves out to be the victim, using the cheating example. Well, this person just pursued me so much I had no choice.
While narcissists very often demand unconditional trust from you, like blind trust, they very rarely offer you the same kindness. In fact, they will blatantly distrust you even when you have proven repeatedly over and over again to be trustworthy. And yet, even when they prove over and over again to be not trustworthy, they become irate if you choose not to trust them blindly.
I'm here for you. I care about you. I love you. Now, does that mean they don't really care about you or love you? We've talked about this before. Narcissists are cell phone lovers. They love you like they love a cell phone, right? So they love a cell phone when it's new and shiny and does all the things, but as it starts to slow down and becomes more familiar to them and new exciting cell phones come out on the market, they stop loving it so much. Same deal for people. It's an object kind of love instead of a person kind of love.
Narcissists don't want you to know that they are literally analyzing everything you're doing 24/7 when it's convenient for them. When you first meet them, they are cataloging the stories that you're telling them. When you go into a relationship on a deeper level with them, they are most definitely using anything you can say to analyze and figure you out so they know which buttons to push and how hard to push them to get you to kind of feel crazy or to submit to their will, whatever that is. They literally analyze everything about you, including what you're eating, what you're wearing, the way you talk, the way you walk, the way you think, the way you speak, what you like, what you don't like, everything.
They have this ability to be incredibly charismatic, incredibly charming if they want to, and as though they were master salespeople, very often they have the ability to make you think, feel, believe whatever they want. And at the beginning of a relationship, this can be really intoxicating.
They might start a smear campaign or verbally attack you, calling you names and cutting you down as a person.
Narcissists only feel as good as they do in the moment about themselves. And what I mean is their self-worth is conditional. We know that most narcissists seem very confident. Some studies tell us that there are narcissists out there who actually are that self-confident. But in most cases, narcissists are only self-confident under certain circumstances. So if a narcissist is thinking, hey, I feel really good about myself right now, what that really means is that they feel good about themselves if they feel like they're better than you, or they feel good about themselves if you agree with what they're saying, or they feel good about themselves if you show them that you're putting them up on a pedestal, or they feel good about themselves if you worship them. You get the point. But if none of those things are true and nobody's there giving them narcissistic supply, they'll crash.
They will let you know they think you're amazing, gorgeous, intelligent, and wonderful at the beginning of a romantic relationship. And then as time goes on, they quickly pick apart everything about you. Now, if we're talking about a family relationship, they may pop in with, oh, you're so this or that or the other thing occasionally, but you already know that you're not good enough because of years and years of conditioning. They do this in the romantic relationships without even really bothering to know you as a person, which kind of, you know, throws you off a little bit. They go, oh, you're the person I've been waiting for my whole life. They don't really know who you are yet. And that is part of the reason that sometimes they ghost you or they just turn on a dime. But the other part of it is because even if they do know you, they don't know you as flawed yet. Once they start to see you as flawed, then suddenly everything changes for them. They want you to feel special, for sure, but it's not because they want you to feel good. It's because they want something from you. And this is the case whether we're talking about a romantic situation or not. They use this type of language, this type of flattery to sort of seduce you or, you know, cause you to fall into whatever it is that they want from you. This kind of lie causes you to kind of be left picking up the pieces.
When a narcissist takes you out to their favorite restaurant, and let's say you don't like the food and they get offended by that, and they, I can't believe you don't like it. Or even if they cook you some food and you can't eat it because you're allergic to blueberries or whatever it is, and they attack you for it. Well, when that happens, What they're doing is bullying you into submission so that you will agree with their opinion about the restaurant or the blueberries or whatever it is. They are personalizing your dislike of the restaurant or the blueberries as some sort of attack on their own self. And so this is their little small ego popping out, and it's narcissistic injury that happens. Obviously, it's not their restaurant and they didn't grow the blueberries, but yet they feel somehow inclined to be offended that you don't share the same opinion.
I'm disappointed in you, or you weren't there for me when I needed you. Narcissists, a lot of them need constant attention and constant validation. They feel important when they get treated with a certain kind of kid gloves.
A narcissist can never get enough supply and validation. Point being, while they need to feel like they're better than everybody in order to have any self-esteem, they need to feel like they can compare themselves to someone else in order to feel good or feel better than that person, and then to feel good as a result of that, they literally need a constant supply of validation along with that. You can't just compliment them once and expect them to be okay with that. It doesn't work that way with a narcissist. They need a constant stream. And that's why a lot of narcissists will cheat on you if you are in a romantic relationship with them, or they will have a large group of admirers or harem around them. It's not like winning once will make a narcissist happy. They need to win everything, or they live in a perpetual state of feeling not good enough. And this is a whole snowball effect that unfortunately negatively affects the narcissistic supply, or you and me.
If you have the nerve to choose something else as a primary priority over them, even your own children, very often they consider that a failure on your part.
Maybe they'll start messaging your friends or your family members to find out where you're at and what you're up to.
They become agitated. You see the narcissistic rage. You see the narcissistic injury, the poor me act. And then they'll accuse you of being such a disappointment, or very selfish, or all about you, or just that you're not there for them. In reality, that's just narcissistic injury, them throwing a little tantrum trying to get what they want from you. If you do find yourself getting accused of things like that, ask yourself, are you being treated with real respect by this person? Are this person's demands and expectations even reasonable? Are you getting as much as you're giving out of this relationship overall? And do you feel good about yourself in the relationship? These are important questions to ask yourself.
Narcissists make up their own rules, and the rules are flexible and variable. And sometimes the rules apply to them, and sometimes the rules don't apply to them. But the rules always apply to you, and they can change at any given moment. And whether the narcissist explained the rules to you or not, you better follow them. Why is this? Well, just like when a narcissist gets upset with you for not liking blueberries or their favorite restaurant, the narcissist feels that your lack of compliance to their imaginary rules, which are, of course, in their minds, it's set in complete stone, well, then you must also not think enough of them to follow the rules, or you must think less of them than you should, or it's a personal thing you're doing to them somehow. It's a slight. One example of this is when I was in high school and I snuck out with my best friend for the night. I shouldn't have done it. It was a wrong choice. But I remember my parents saying to me, why would you do this to me? Why would you hurt me like this? And I remember going, if I'd even thought about you, I wouldn't have done this. I didn't, you know, this wasn't about you. This was just me being a dumb high school kid, you know, and that was not enough. And it never would be, because of course they personalize everything. On the flip side of this, a narcissist may have rules for you, like I said, that they don't follow for themselves. For example, they may say you can't cheat on me, but then they may go and cheat on you.
Another thing narcissists are famous for lying about is the fact that they'll change. Now, do I think a narcissist can change? And we've talked about this a lot of times. Yeah. I think it's possible. I've just never seen it happen. But because they kind of operate on lies, they kind of operate on the false self, the inauthenticity, the consequences can lead to the truth, their true selves coming out and everybody around them finding out. And that's really scary for a narcissist.
Of course, if they find a new partner, they're definitely going to shove that in your face, a new source of narcissistic supply. They'll do this by either sending them directly to you or posting them on social media and making sure you see them. Those are just two of the ways. They might also have a family member or friend send it to you. It's ridiculous.
When and if it happens where they're caught and they can't deny it and their true self has been revealed, very often a narcissist will say, I'm so sorry, I failed, I'll change. You know, think about all those preachers from the 80s who got caught doing bad things and saying the devil made them do it. It's a similar thing, even though they weren't technically taking responsibility for their own behavior. But what most psychologists will tell you is that even if a narcissist does create some temporary change by going to therapy or being involved in some program, very often as soon as the crisis ends, they go back to their old ways and they start being a narcissist again. They start hurting people and being not empathetic and not caring how people feel.
Narcissists are not acting any differently to you than they acted to the previous people in their lives. And what I mean is they don't want you to know that they live in a cycle and you or anyone else might fall into the cycle. You might live the idealized, devalue, discard, Hoover cycle over and over again over the course of decades of a relationship. And at the same time, there may be other people going in that same cycle with the same person, whether they're romantically involved or not. The point is that narcissists all tend to have a lot of things in common. It's all related to the fact that they are driven by a very fragile ego. And anytime they are emotionally taxed or struggling or anything like that, the ego becomes injured. And when the ego is injured, the narcissist cannot function rationally. It has nothing to do with you. It's the way they're made up. It's the way that they psychologically function with or without you.
Another lie narcissists tell is that you shouldn't worry about stuff, or that they don't need to worry about stuff. And part of the reason for that is they literally very often think they're kind of above the law. Like, okay, well, I did break the law, but don't worry about it. It'll be fine. I know people there, or I won't get caught because I'm different than other people. Or they even justify to themselves that they didn't really break the law because they're different than whoever really broke the law.
They'll do all sorts of psychological manipulation in order to just make you come back or do what they want, or at least just pay attention to them. Because you have to remember, for narcissists, their main source of supply is attention.
Because they don't care about rules, they don't care about boundaries, they're more likely to do things that cross the line. So for example, they might cut in line because they figure nobody behind them is as important as they are. Or they might break the rules of the highway because they think, again, that they whatever they're doing is more important than the law. Breaking the rules makes them feel special and entitled and exceptional. So they might break relationship rules, they might break legal laws, whatever. They do it because they think they're different, and by doing things that are unacceptable for most people, they somehow feel more special and unique and exceptional.
The narcissist does not want you to know that they are shameful. They live with shame every single day. They feel shame for who they are. They feel shame for who they aren't. And I could go on and on about this. Very often this comes from childhood, and it's not really their fault, but they don't do anything to try to heal because that would mean admitting something might be wrong. And they don't like to do that unless it benefits them in some way.
One of the more common lies narcissists will tell you is this one: I promise. They promise to do something. They promise to follow through. They promise to be faithful. They promise to pay a bill. They promise to do whatever. And you end up going, you promised and you didn't deliver. And then they're mad at you for calling them out for promising and not delivering, because of course then they'll say, well, I didn't really promise. I really said I'll do it if I can do it. That's obviously not the truth.
They might ignore you. They might profusely apologize over and over again. They might even express anger or regret. Bottom line though, you can't fall for it. The narcissist is looking for a fix. They're just like a drug addict in that way, and your supply is their drug. Your attention, your concern, your emotions, narcissistic supply.
They only meet their obligations if it suits their own interests. So they will say what they need to say in the moment, and they only follow through if it suits them in the long run. They don't do things to help you. They do things to use you, to get what they want. They're the good talk the talk but don't walk the walk types. And you probably already know that researchers tell us that narcissists are unfailingly unreliable. They are cheaters. They are manipulative, and they don't have very good trust levels when it comes to being in relationships with them.
Narcissists don't want you to know that you're simply a source of narcissistic supply. No matter how much they claim that you're their soulmate or best friend or whatever, they don't want you to know it, but the fact is that you're interchangeable. Now, you might be giving the best supply they have, and so they might want to hold on to you, but what it all comes down to is at the very moment that you don't do what they want you to do, they're moving on. And they don't want you to know that they intentionally cause all the drama and the chaos and all the other stuff in your life or their life, because they enjoy it. They need the adrenaline rush that comes with it. They love the drama. It gives them a supply that they also kind of need. And also, it makes them feel better than you and superior to you. And you know how they like that.
The next type of lie narcissists tell is, I'm so amazing. And they expect you to believe that lie too. They will go on and on about what amazing accomplishments they have. They'll brag, they'll showboat, name drop, exaggerate, whatever it takes to be impressive. They want people to be impressed with them.
Narcissists do not want you to know that they can't handle criticism. When you criticize a narcissist, of course, they'll attack you verbally and they'll try to tear you right down, as you probably know. But the reason they do that is because they can't deal with it. I mean, feedback can be valuable, but to a narcissist, it's like you're insulting them unless you say anything other than, oh my gosh, you're so amazing.
Tons of studies, writings, research, all of it has proven that narcissists are well known to be grandiose, well known to be overinflated in their sense of self, to say the least. They want you to know that they are special, they are important, they are powerful, they are someone who matters. They talk about themselves in ways that make them seem amazing, egotistical for sure, but definitely amazing. They want you to know that they're better than you, they're superior to you, and you should envy them. Really, they think they're not good enough at all, and they think that they need to pretend to be better than they are in order to impress people.
Share your thoughts, share your ideas, share your experiences in the comment section below, and let's talk about it. As always, thank you so much for being a part of my day and a part of my life, and hey, thanks for letting me be a part of yours. It really does mean a lot to me. Now, before I go, make sure you take a look at the videos I'm gonna leave for you right here and right there. And while you're at it, hit the subscribe button right there so we can stay connected and continue on this healing journey together. I'll see you soon.